It's interesting, though. I think as people have gotten more comfortable with oxaliplatin and seeing just the phase two data that's starting to come out, and then seeing it being studied or actually added into the RF4 study, I'm seeing more physicians, both in practice as well as investigators, bring up the possibility of non-study oxaliplatin, particularly to younger patients with bigger tumors. Now, you know, obviously it'd be optimal to have the patient go in the study. Do you think that that's a rational non-protocol alternative at this point?
I'd be cautious. And the reason I say that is that the CLGB performed a pilot study recently published by Dave Ryan from Mass General, which demonstrated 25% past CR rates giving oxaliplatin combined with continuous infusion 5-FU and radiation therapy. But they saw a lot of problems with diarrhea with the dose levels of oxaliplatin employed, 60 milligrams per meter squared on a weekly basis. So in our protocol RO4, we've actually decreased the platinum dose to 50 milligrams per meter squared with a maximum of up to 5 doses in that particular protocol. So at this point, if oxaliplatin is going to be used in clinical practice, great caution needs to be paid to look for the complication of diarrhea leading to dehydration and the complications that could ensue.
Yeah, and of course, a big issue would be not getting radiation therapy or delaying it.
That's right. So I don't think at this point in time that we could regard that as a standard therapy.
Yeah, no, certainly no. I don't think anybody says it's a standard. The question is whether or not you would consider it in some patients. And probably the majority of people aren't, but I see a substantial fraction, for better or worse, again, who consider it in the younger patient, whether that's right mm-hmm. or wrong, who knows. Mm-hmm. What about the other side of the protocol and the use of capecitabine in a non-study situation? Do you think that that's a rational alternative?
I think an argument can be made.
MD Anderson just does it. That's the way they do it, you know.
Yes, and there are a number of phase two uncontrolled trials out there that suggest that capecitabine can effectively sensitize radiation therapy. Again, caution has to be used with the dosing of the capecitabine. I think that's less of an issue if one is cautious, leaves breaks over the weekends, for example. It gives the capecitabine for 5 days with breaks over the weekend.
In terms of quality of life, not to have a pump for a couple of months seems like a pretty positive move.
Yes, it would absolutely be a positive move. And our hope with RO4 is that we can actually prove that in the context of a prospectively randomized trial so we can be confident that we're not impairing the outcome, having an adverse effect on the outcome.